This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
No, I didn't. After working with him, obviously, during the pre-season, I thought both him and Emmy, I mean, I think all of our fullbacks, we play that role a little bit differently, so there's sort of some different characteristics you look for, and I thought with the lads we had here, I thought that was one area of the pitch that we had some really good sort of reinforcements in. But no, I really enjoyed working with Pedro right from the start. He's got great energy, he's very, very good technically. You know, he's really eager to learn. You know, he's done a lot of work on his defensive work with Wellesley and the defensive unit as a group. And I think he's benefited from that and he's sort of grown into it. And I still think there's a lot more growth in him because, you know, I think he's tackling the defensive side of his job, which probably was the one thing that maybe people had some scepticism around. Obviously, when you play as a wing back, you don't need to defend, particularly in a one-on-one situation. But I think he's been outstanding this year, dealing with some pretty good wingers in this league. Rarely has he been sort of left short on that, and he's wanting to learn. So no, I mean, I think there's a lot more in him, and really pleased that he's kind of embraced the way we play our football. Yeah. Again, Pape. Just a super energy about him. You know, every day he trains and trains with a smile on his face, but he works damn hard. And he's I think he's a really exciting footballer. You know, he's one of these midfielders who you need these days. Who are very dynamic, covers the ground really well, defensively, offensively. Gets into the box. He scored a couple of goals for us this year. His technical ability is strong, and he's a good ball carrier as well, and he's still young. I feel that he's another one that's just so much more growth in from all aspects, and I just really like his kind of just general demeanour. I think he feels like he's kind of been blessed to have this opportunity, and he's going to make everything, do everything to make the most out of it, and it's great to have him as part of the group. He's obviously, he's very popular within the group because of his nature, but he's a hell of a footballer. I've got a lot of time for Pape, and I think, again, he's another one where there's just a lot of growth there, from what I see.
Yeah, and can I just check, has he been kind of impacted by doing fasting for Ramadan?
Yeah, look, it's always a bit of a challenge for the players, but, their beliefs that, they feel very strongly about, and we try and support them in the best way we can. And he's gone about his football still diligently, and gone through what he needs to go through. And now it's over, and I'm sure for him it'll sort of allow him now to get back to the levels he needs to get to. Tom.
Just picking up on Dan's question about Pedro, one of the highlights of the first half of the season. he's watching Pedro and Desti in particular, his impact going forward, the way he plays, the same with James Maddison as well. Of late, perhaps from a numbers point of view, they're not having quite as big an attacking impact. Do you think that a lot of that is to do with teams starting to adapt?
No, I don't think so. I think I said after the game that I think we've been working with Pedro and Destiny in particular. I think they're still getting into some great areas. You know, probably haven't had the output. But I think, you know, I think I've been consistent saying all year, in our front third, you know, a lot of our play is still, you know, still a long way to go in terms of where we want to be. But no, I still think, I mean, Pedro scored last week. I think, you know, Destiny was in the box when he scored, so you know I still think it's a, you know, it's still an effective sort of way for us to get through opposition teams with the quality those two players have. Different qualities in terms of the way they kind of get into those attacking thirds, but no, it's just stuff we're working on with them constantly, and again we're seeing some improvement. It's probably something you have to ask Eric. I mean, I don't know what you mean by tactical work. I think all we do is work on everything's geared around how we're going to play our football. So for me, that by extension is tactical work. So whether that's on us, whether that's on the opposition, in fact, I'd probably say we don't do anything apart from tactical work. That's all we do every day. If we're working on our fitness, it's still trying to play our football. So. But I'm not sure. I haven't seen the interview, so I'm not sure what he's referencing. But you know, if you're talking about, you know, do we sort of do training where we're kind of standing around and working on how we're going to stop an opposition, how we're going to break down? No, I don't do that. But I don't think that's the only kind of tactical work that exists. There's other kind of tactical work. But I think anyone who trains with us will tell you that all we do is train the way we play. So. I mean, maybe that's not tactical work, I don't know. It's not for me to answer.
And just finally, Harry Kane left in the summer.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Decided with heavy heart to leave the club and the project that you were embarking on with the view of hopefully winning trophies at Bayern Munich. Obviously, they're still in Champions League. There's a chance that they can still do it, but there's also a chance that they can win. There's been a little bit of schadenfreude perhaps behind the comments, Spurs fans and fans in the wider fan base about that not potentially happening. Do you think if he doesn't win any trophies, it's sort of fair comment not to view that move as success?
No, I don't think that's fair because I'm not going to speak for Harry for God's sake, but I don't think that's the only reason he left. I think he was pretty clear that he wanted a different experience. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. That's been my whole career. He was at one club for a very long time. He was at a point where he either makes a decision to become, stay a one club man, which is fair enough, or he can experience something different as a footballer, maybe as a person. I don't know. Again, it's questions for him. So I don't get this as just the notion that he just moved just to win things. I don't think if he had stayed here, he didn't think he was going to win things. So I just think, you know, he wanted a different experience and he's getting that, you know, and I'm sure, you know, he'll you know, at the end of his career, you know, if you know, that was his reasoning behind it, I think he'll find that, you know, he does. It gives you, you know, a real broad experience about what football's about, what life's about. So, yeah, I don't think that's fair on him. But ultimately, all these decisions you make about your personal career, you know, I know every decision I've made in my career, you know, it's very hard for other people sometimes to understand because they're not living my life. You know, they're not with my family, they're not with the people around me to know why you come to these decisions. So, and they're very rarely around too many simplistic things. You know, most of the time, you know, there's a whole range of factors you kind of put into it.
Kieran.
Not interested in sort of putting a limit on that because, as you said 4 years ago, you know, if somebody maybe said to him one day, you know, your goal should be to play in the Premier League, well, he's done it at 22, then there's a potential there for him to sort of say, oh, well, I've done. So I think with all these things, you never put limits on it. But, yeah, he's done brilliantly. And the growth in, again, in him is another one. I mean, that's the exciting thing for me with this group is that we've got a real core that I just think there's still so much growth in them because invariably it's either their first season in the Premier League or they're still young in age and you know, they've adapted so well and they're at a big club where there still are expectations, so it's not like they're going to fly under the radar by, you know, doing 2 or 3 years and then moving to a big club. You know, they're under the spotlight straight away, whether that's, you know, Vic in goal or Mickey or Brennan or, you know, Destiny, Pape, these guys who we've brought in, you know, kind of this year. And, you know, Mickey falls. But, and again, the beauty of it is he just wants more. And I said during the week, you know, it's up to us to make sure that we don't stunt his growth by putting a limit on, you know, how good he can be. Look, he's been fantastic for us this year, and he's continuing to grow. And where that takes him, you know, hopefully it's beyond whatever he has in his mind or anyone else has in their mind.
Is that something special about this group, sort of maturity beyond the years? Because in Chelsea, they've signed a lot of young players, and it's not really worked for them.
Yeah, and it's not easy, particularly when you're talking about, you know, the toughest competition. In the world, club competitions. So, you know, I have been pleased with that, with the way that a lot of the guys have just really accepted the challenge of, you know, playing for the club and you know, sort of challenging them to play in a certain way that's going to expose them in many respects, but them not shying away from that. Because the way we played that, again, you know, whether it's Mickey or Vic or all those guys I mentioned, you know, it kind of puts them right out there in terms of, you know, they have to sometimes defend without any cover or attack without any support or just do things that are going to be a real challenge for them, and they've embraced that. And obviously that's the exciting bit for me, that you know, that also the responsibility I have is that, you know, there's a good core in there that has still got so much more that they can give, and at the same time they've already sort of acquitted themselves really well.
Can I just ask you a quick daft one? Are you a fan of
Fly
in the Wall documentaries? Have you seen
the Newcastle one, Man City? Nah. I think I watched Sunderland Till I Die.
That's very good.
That was good. And the rest of them are a bit...
Not the Spurs one?
Nah. Because I just think... It becomes a bit manufactured, I think. You know, I'd be very surprised if you get a real sort of behind the scenes. But I mean, there's oh, look, you know, who am I to say? I'm no movie critic, but maybe people like them, but not for me. Like, I love documentaries, but nah.
Would you get one for
you now? Nah. Well, unless you want a cure for insomnia, mate, you can put it on late at night and just dream yourself away.
Finish with John, please.
Something similar, because you said you didn't watch...
Something daft.
Oh,
You said you didn't watch the Super Squad. Some managers might have thought it would be useful to see a squad going up to inherit at their worst, as much as seeing them at their best, scoring goals and winning games. You didn't go for it?
No, I don't think that. I'd be very surprised if people... I mean, my sort of research on it was more on the individual players. So I might have watched individual players in that game, but I wouldn't have watched the game as a reference point because it's totally different. It's a different set of circumstances, different manager, different... I'm really reticent to judge and try and figure out what somebody else is doing because I'm not in their shoes on a daily basis. So I've never used those kind of things. And also I know that irrespective of what's happened in the past, probably... more than likely I'm being brought in to do something differently. So, like I said, I mean, I would have watched all the players individually through the whole season and got my research on the players I was inheriting, but there wasn't a lot for me to be gained by watching sort of matches and trying to get, again, some reference points as to how that's going to affect what I'm going to do. He's a superstar, mate. You're right. I've said it before. I think he's world class. I think he could, to do it as long as he has in the Premier League, as you said. And this year, he missed a fair few games with the Asian Cup, and that's happened a couple of times in his journey here. Travelling to the other side of the world, representing his national team, never missing a beat there either, and to keep producing those kind of numbers. Oh, I put him right up there and I think there's still more to come from him in terms of, I don't see him waning in terms of his abilities or his physical capacity. So, if he can keep crunching out those numbers, I've got no doubt he'll go down as one of the greats of the Premier League when he's done. Maybe because of that, and I think because of kind of his background playing for Korea. I think if he played for another national team, because again, I think whatever he does for his national team gets a little bit diminished because it's not a Euros or it's not it's not a World Cup qualifier where they can sort of measure up. But I think if he was playing for any other national team, sort of in Europe or South America, and I've got no doubt he would play for whatever national team he happened to be of that nationality. I think that kind of maybe takes a little bit away from him as well. Because there's always kind of, you put these reference points and invariably people put in sort of their international records as well to sort of rank them as players. And I still think he's had an unbelievable international career as well, carrying his nation for a very long time. But that's okay. I mean, I think when it's all done and dusted, I think his accomplishments and the manner in which he's gone about it, I think he'll get the accolades he deserves.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.